name. Lift your hands and wave it to the King of Kings. A visitation just happened. An impartation just happened. Elevation just happened. Acceleration just happened. And a transformation just happened. Father, we give you the praise. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure that God has touched people's lives in different ways. And I trust God to hear the testimonies at the end of the service this morning, this evening. And very, very quickly,
bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Secrets of rising and staying up in life. Rising and staying up in life. Our objective this evening, very quickly, is, like he says, understanding what it takes to rise and to stay up in life. Throughout the month so far, we have seen repeatedly that the topmost top is the place for God's children. The topmost top, the very top. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. We saw earlier on in Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3 on Sunday, he said, and in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come here and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The mountain of the Lord, as is repeated verbatim in Micah chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. The Lord's people and the church is designed for the top, not just the top, but the topmost top. Somebody who is going to the top, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who refuses to remain in the pit, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, this, the top is my place, and I am going there. Say after me, say, no devil can stop me from going up. I am going to the topmost top in Jesus' name. The truth of the matter is, God has made the provision for every child to go up. God spoke to God's servant many years ago. He said, there is a place at the top for you if you are interested. There is a provision. But not everybody is at the top in reality. Not everybody, not every child of God is where they ought to be. What then are the keys? You know that there is no result without responsibility. You know that there is no rise without a force. The aircraft does not fly just like that. There is no result without responsibility. There is no rise without a push, without a force. If I am to rise and to remain up in life, what are the secrets? Number one, the pursuit of God. The pursuit of God. You want to go up, pursue God, who is the Most High. He will take you up. He will take you to his realm. You want to go up, pursue the Most High. Pursue the one who is up. The one that nobody and nothing can bring down. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. And his righteousness. And anything you want, including going up in life, shall be added unto you. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and in verse 5. Concerning King Uzziah, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he pursued God, God made him to prosper. God took him up. King Uzziah, like you know, became the most crucial king in his generation. 2 Chronicles 27 and in verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. As the heart pants after the water brook, so my heart pants after God. I am pursuing God. And what was the end of the pursuit of God by David? He became the most important king in Israel. Every king in Israel was referenced. David became the benchmark for every king. Anyone who did well like David or otherwise. Until the city of David, Jerusalem, was named after him. The pursuit of God is the pursuit of good. The place you give to God determines the place you find on earth. The pursuit of God is the pursuit of good. You cannot put God first and come last in life. Many people are so irritated and aggravated at the life of and realm of several men, authentic, genuine men of God, lifted by God. The only thing they don't know is the heart of these people for God. And the sacrifices and what they go through in their pursuit of God. The pursuit of God, without any doubt, is a lifter of men. What are you pursuing? There are some pursuing money. There are some pursuing women, some pursuing men, some pursuing name, some pursuing fame. There are people pursuing different things. What are you pursuing? It determines where you will be found in life. The pursuit of God. Number two is access to light and revelation. Access to light and revelation. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When light comes, men rise. Light is key to lift. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We can only experience the same lift if we have the same light. Light is key to flight. What you see out of the world determines where you find yourself in the world. What you see out of the world determines where you find yourself in the world. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, and in verse 19, we saw how the status of Peter changed by revelation. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I say that thou art Peter. Because of this revelation, you shifted. Peter's level changed from his contemporaries. The difference between us is not the cloth we wear, but the light we carry. The difference between people is not where they live, But the light they have, the light they see. Very, very important. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 2. Paul the apostle speaking said, I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. Will always bring elevation. I went up by revelation. It's a good prayer to ask God, open my eyes to see what you want me to see out of the world. Open my eyes to see where you have placed me, where you have positioned me. Open my eyes to see where I belong. You know, the light we function with is what determines even our behavior. Help me, help me, help me. You are my only help in life. If you don't help me, you are my only help in life. I don't have any. When people talk like that, it's bankruptcy of light. Bankruptcy of light. When people behave around human beings as if they are behaving around God, it's bankruptcy of light. When people behave inferior with a high level of low self-worth, it's because of lack of light. Someone say a loud amen. This is very, very important. You heard the story of the lion that was born and then the mother died. And then the shepherd picked the lion and began to raise the lion. And the lion grew among sheep. And the lion, born to roar, born to tear flesh, began to eat grass like sheep because he grew among sheep. I heard the story from Bishop Oyedepo as he heard it from Kenneth Hagin. And every time a big lion comes to chase the sheep, and all of them will be running, plus the sheepified lion. Lion that became sheepified. He will be running and the lion will be chasing them. One day, this lion went close to the water and saw his face inside the water and he began to run back, thinking it was the other lion that came. The Bible says, in water, face answereth to face. So the heart of man to man. And the Bible says that the word of God is water. It's a mirror. He saw himself in the world. He said, what? Do I really look like that guy that chases all of us? After he looked for a while, he was convinced that he's not like all these ones. So the next time the lion arrived and the sheep were running, this sheepified lion stayed behind and refused to run. That was how this lion came around this sheepified lion, played with it, and harvested it from the sheepfold and took it to the lion company to go and teach it how to roar and how to tear flesh. The way you are behaving is because you don't know yourself. You don't know what you carry. I want you to look inside the world. The word of God will show you who you are. And when you have seen who you are, then you can rise like a lion. You can rise like an eagle. And you can fly in the sky where you belong. And roar in the forest where you belong. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, see the world. And see yourself in the world. And refuse to live among the flock of ordinary animal and enter the company of lions. Leave the realm of chickens and enter the company of eagles. They cook chicken for Christmas. When was the last time you heard somebody cooking eagle for Christmas? Hey! It is only when you find it that you can cook it. He's the one to cook you. Hey, I prophesy to someone here tonight. Light is coming your way. 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 You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. The servant of Elisha said, we are finished, for we have been surrounded. The master said, you don't know who you are. That is why you are talking like this. Who surrounded you? Midianites army, Philistines army? Who? Father opened his eyes, let him see. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 18. God opened the man's eyes, and he saw the mountain filled from verse 17. And Elisha said and prayed, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes and the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So this is the realm we belong. Chariots of fire and horses. For them to arrest us, they must pass through the fire. And his boy says, should I smite them? He said, no. Calm down. All I baptize them with is blindness. All of you follow me blind. And he took them to the city center in the midst of their enemies. And he said, Lord, open their eyes. And they found themselves in the midst of the city, surrounded with the people they thought they came to kill. He said, next time when they send you, beware where you go. I could have finished you, but return back to your master and tell him, not everybody is arrestable. I decree to someone here tonight, the Lord will open your eyes. Say that amen like a believer. The Lord will open your eyes to see the realm where you belong. You are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Access to light and revelation will take you up, will organize you from the ground and take you into the sky. Number three is the walk of covenant. The walk of covenant. And covenant is nothing but obeying God, to commit God, to fulfill his obligations. Obeying God, to commit God, to fulfill his obligations. So the walk of covenant takes people up. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1 to 2, you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then the Lord your God will set you on high, on high, on high. Do what I say you should do. You won't struggle to be at the ground level. Do what I said you should do. Doing what I said you should do takes you from the ground to the top. Am I communicating? Deuteronomy, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you can observe to do everything that is written inside. In so doing, you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. You can't be a failure. You can't be counted among failures if you do what I say you should do. So every child of God should be a responsibility harvester. What do you want me to do? What will you have me do? Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and of course do it. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So just be on the lookout. Whether they are financial instructions, career instructions, instructions unto kingdom service, whatever instructions they are, just look for them and do them. The walk of covenant takes you up. The covenant is the ladder between your position and your destination is the ladder. You remember the ladder that was set up for Jacob in Genesis chapter 28? It's a covenant ladder. The covenant is your ladder between your position and your destination, between your position and your possession. Very, very important. The walk of the covenant. So, the pursuit of God, access to light and revelation. Number three, the walk of covenant. Number four, access to divine direction. Access to divine direction. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. God led Moses, he became a leader. God led Abraham, he became a leader. God led Isaac, Jacob. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. If God is leading you, you can't lag behind in life. You can't lag behind in life. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. God spoke and led Abraham. And Abraham departed. The outcome of it was that Abraham became the progenitor of the generation of the blessed. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 4, and then again, verse 12 to 14, when God spoke to Isaac when there was famine, and Isaac heard, and Isaac did what God said, the outcome was that Isaac became